I've been really blessed in my life. I was counting on my fingers and toes right then. I've been in the church 30 years. Come in when I was 16 years old. Had a lot of old regular Baptist people to say he'll not last. Well, you know, I might not have if I hadn't fell in love with the same Jesus they did. I might not have last if God hadn't come in and done the work on the inside of me and made me a free man. Set me at liberty to worship him in spirit and in truth. And in the times of trouble, he's been there, Brother Bailey, and he's never left me. But I want you to know today, he is the greatest friend that a man could have on this side of the grave. We live here for a little while. We're just like bubbles on the water. We appear here just for a short time. We burst and vanish away. And the world that once knew us shall know us no more. Daddy used to say, he go preaching funerals. He said, now, brethren, this fella, this brother, this sister said, now, you knew them here. You heard them talk and you watched them walk. But he said, today, he said, they're numbered among the pale nation of the dead, and they'll not know another thing until the Lord wakes them up.
Exactly right.
But I'm looking forward to getting up one of these days. Yes. I'm just going along here right now till the Lord takes over. My wife told me, said, now, don't get up there and wear them out. You know, I found out something. You know, for a long time I thought it was necessary that a man preach there for he done any good.
Lord bless him, it's all right.
But I found out it's not in the multitude of words, but it's in the power and demonstration of the Spirit. And where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty, brethren. And I found it to be that way. And you all pray for me.
Help me, Father. We pray, dear God.
When I was just a young man, my Savior came to me. He said in a low, still voice, won't you come and sup with me? But I was so rebellious, and I pushed him away. Lord, wait till I get old. I'm too busy to talk today. A few more years went rolling by, and I went on my way. But the Spirit said, I'm still here. Please don't turn me away. But so many things I did was wrong, and I didn't seem to care. But Jesus, by His sweet mercy, said, child, I'm still right here. One night I saw the bride and how happy they seemed to be. And I made it up in my own heart, with them I'd love to be. Then I called upon our Savior, saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me, Lord, I've done you wrong. Would you come in and sup with me? After a few more long and sleepless nights, sweet Jesus heard my plea, and He said, my child, my precious child, I've come in to sup with thee. Here's you a very precious robe and new shoes for your feet. Come, my little precious lamb, come in and sup with me. He's been walking with me now for these 30 years of my life. And Brother Terry, he sung, what a friend I have in Jesus. He's the best friend that you'll ever have. And if you want a friend that'll never forsake you, honey, one that'll never leave you, one that'll be there in your hour of need, I have a little talk with Jesus today. My friends, there's a lot of people. They got lords here and lords there. But brother, how many of them has a Savior down in their soul today? How many of them today has a keeper down there that said, son, when that cross gets so heavy that you can't bear it, call on me and I'll help you bear the load. Brother, listen today. He done more for me than I'll ever be able to do for Him. But one of these blessed days, by the grace of God, brother, I'll get to go over home and I'll get to praise Him and worship Him. Brother, I want to fall right down at His feet. I want to kiss His little precious feet. Brother, I want to see what's all up there over in heaven's land. I don't know what knows up there, but I know God's people's going to be there. And where they're at, I want to be one in the number. Listen, young people today, we're living in a world, brother, I just don't believe she'll stand much longer. Brother, it's just getting wickeder and wickeder every day. But brother, listen, there's one thing for sure. Brother, he's going to find some faith when he comes back. Oh, Lord. Daddy used to say, I say a lot of things that Dad said. He's not with me no more. He's done gone on to be with the Lord. But brother, there's some things He said in this life that'll never leave me. Brother, listen, I believe you ought to raise your children up in a good godly way. Brother, and no matter how far down the road they might go, they'll not forget the goodness that Daddy or Mother had said before them. But he said, you know, if I had my way, he said, I'd like to be standing by Mother's grave when the Lord come. He said, I get to see something happen. I get to see the dead in Christ rising first. And he said, you know what? They're coming out of there. Brother, we sang a song sometimes, ain't no grave gonna hold our body down. Brother, listen today, I'm glad that if that's same spirit that was in Christ Jesus that rose Him on that third and upon the morn, if it be in you, it shall also quicken these old mortal bodies. Brother, let's change them, honey. We're not going to go up here looking like we do today. I'd be ashamed to go up there looking like I do today. My brother, when I get that glorified body like His most precious body, I'll be satisfied. Boy, I tell you what, Lord's right down here too, ain't he? I prayed all the way down the road. I had my little sweet companion counsel me. Brother, let me know. Don't get up there and just hurry around. Brother, I tell you what, I've really tried to pray. Lord, if there's a crumb up there, would you give me one? Would you give me one? Brother Larry, God bless you. I'll never forget you as long as I live. Brother, down here, I remember him coming up that aisle that day. Brother, he had that broken heart. He had that contrite spirit. He had that love just all over him that day. And brother, he had something else. He had something he wanted to tell his church. He wanted to tell his church that he wanted to become a part of her.
Amen.
Brother, if you want to be a part of Jesus, tell him about it.
Tell him about it.
Brother, I tell you what, if you want this eternal life, ask him for it.
Yeah.
And I'll guarantee you today, brother, if you ask, believe him with thine whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, God knows all about it. And I tell you what, you can wind your life away down here, and next thing you know, you used to be a young man, but now you're an old man. You used to be youthful and full of strength, but now you've got to be helped around. People, time will rob you. Time will rob you. And I'm here to tell you today, I want you to know, if you've got a mind to fulfill, brethren, the mind that Christ put in you, I don't care whether you're young or old, you ought to fulfill that mind. You ought to follow after the good teachings of God. Brother, the old sister Annie Settle, 96 years old, called us down one evening for a meeting down in her little old single wide trailer. She said, "Now, I've called you down here for a reason." I said, "I've come, I want to join the church." Brother, listen. She said, "Now, I was a member of the church when I was a real young woman." I said, "I got sick." And brother, in her day, we didn't have the Buick or the Oldsmobile or the Cadillac to go to church in. You either rode a horse or you walked one. That's the way it was over my home back 100 years ago. But she said, "I got sick and I just quit going, and I got a there was some come to my house, said, you're no longer a member at this church because you can't feel your seat."
Yeah.
Her seat.
Yeah,
and she said, "You know, Brother Frank," said, "I just, my desire just left me to go back to that church." Said, "I've sat here all these years," and said, now I'm old, but she said, "I don't want to die without being in the church somewhere with God's people." And you know what? She said, "Now I want you to get this right now, brother." I said, "I ain't got but one experience." I said, "That's all I got." I said, "If you take me in this church today and you baptize me, you'll take me with what God gave me." And I want you to know, there's everything in the world run across my mind. She wanted me and Daddy to baptize her. And I got in my mind, brother, nature crept in right there. You'll take that old woman out there and she'll die on you. She's too old. Brother, she can't get around. I want you to know something. I was praying for her, but I was praying for me too. I was praying for me too. But we took her out there. She come out of that water a lot better shape than I did. She's a praising hurricane, and she lived her days out happy in the Lord. She couldn't come every meeting time. Every time the door opened, she wasn't there, brethren. But when she did come, don't you think she didn't make the best of her visit? Are you making the best of your visit today? I come down here to feel something. I come down here to be touched by the Master's hand. And I'm here to tell you today, I feel so good right now, brethren. If I didn't make it back to Hayside, Virginia, and the Lord was to come back today, it'd be all right anyhow. Listen, because I feel I've got my hope anchored in Jesus Christ. And brethren, Him being the rock of my salvation, the joy down in my heart, I'd rather have Jesus and then to have this world and everything in it. Give me Jesus what time I live. Give me Jesus when I come down to die. Everybody else I have to step back anyway, because then He's going to be the one that's going to be there right by my side. He told me and promised me, and it was fulfilled on the cross at Calvary's Hill. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always, right down to the end. Daddy got real sick. Lord, I hated to see him go. It was a busting my heart. Him a laying there and me a wanting to help him. And there wasn't nothing I could do. My hands was too short. He kindly slipped off into a semi-coma thing and hadn't spoke none for about 2 days. And he was having a hard time. If you've ever been around anybody dying, they have a hard time. Because they're struggling. The old natural man's wanting to live. But now if he's got that godly man on the inside, he's wanting to go on. And he was having a hard time that day. And my mommy, she just worried about him. And he got to where he couldn't breathe that good. And she'd ask him to come in there and maybe suction him out a little bit, give him a little relief, you know. Well, they did that, and he let them know right off he didn't like it. I don't want you to do that no more. He'd shake his head, and I don't want that no more. But he had slipped off into kind of like a coma and hadn't talked to none of us in a couple of days. And me and my wife, we was in the room. He wasn't responding. If you ever been around somebody like that, that's a real strange feeling. Whether it be a loved one, your daddy, your mother, or just anybody. I was real young when I seen the first person die in my life. And I went with daddy to a hospital to visit the sick. I was just a little old bitty boy. But I never will forget looking through that crack of that door right there. And Sister Virgie, she died. And I looked and I was watching. I seen the last breath leave her. And I said, man, she's dead. You know, life was gone. And it didn't take long for it to happen. I just looked through the door and she took her last breath and she was gone. But Dad was having a hard time and I leaned over to him and I loved him. That was my daddy. He was the greatest man I knowed on this earth besides Jesus. I leaned over, I said, Dad, I know you're out on a big, rough sea right now. And it looks pretty scary, probably, to you in one way. But I said, Dad, are there anybody out there on that ocean with you? I said, do you see somebody? Is Jesus out there, Dad? Him little old hands raised up in that bed. He knew that his master was there. He knew that everything was going to be all right. And the night that he left us, he woke, he just raised up and he looked around just like he was saying bye, everybody. And he laid down and just gently went to sleep. Now, people, this is the best part of the whole thing. Right blessed are the dead that do die in the Lord. Yea, henceforth saith the Spirit, they rest from their labors. And there's a crown laid up for them, brethren. And not for them only, but for all that'll love and serve the Lord. You know, I've been on this journey now. I'm closer home than I was when I first started. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I took a lot of persecution. I took a lot of ridicule. I was just a young man, 16-year-old. My wife, she was 15 when she joined the church. I married her when she was 16, and we've been together for 25 years. The 25th of this month made us 25 years. We've been together. We've got two loving children, and I've got my oldest daughter. She's in the church. And my youngest daughter, we're setting a good example before her. And I want you to know something today. Mothers and dads, grandmas and grandpas, maybe some of y'all don't belong to a church. Maybe some of you just attend, but you never belong. But I want you to know something. If you bring yourself into the house of the Lord and become a part of the church, that influence that you'll play on your grandchildren, your children, your friends, your neighbors, and your loved ones, it'll have a profound effect on them for the rest of their life. Now, I'm telling you, brothers, that's the truth. And that's why when I go to churches and I preach, I preach that you ought to come into the house of the Lord. You ought to come in. If you've been forgiven, I've talked to many of people, said, I believe the Lord's forgiven me, but they won't come in to the church. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want them in there. I don't want to beg somebody in that ain't right with the Lord now. I don't want to do that. We've done a few like that along, and they don't stay very long. But I like to see one come in that's going to be a stick in the building. I want to see one come in and be happy. God bless you, honey. Bless your heart. I feel good today. Love you too, brother. And you know, the best part about this whole thing is, now yesterday's past and gone. We'll never bring back what happened yesterday. You'll never change what went on yesterday. Now today, right now, we've got a day that the Lord has made. Now He's made this day, Brother Larry. And He's given us this day to come together to worship Him, to praise Him. He's given us another day that if you're not right with Him, He's give you another opportunity that you can still pray and ask God to come in and save your soul.
Yes,
Lord. Now, the evening shade will come. The sun will go down. But who of us sure in this house has the promise of seeing it come up in the morning? We don't have that promise. But I tell you what, if you hear of me falling a victim of death, I don't want you to cry because I'm dead. Go comfort my family best you can. Brother Terry, I want you to come on up there. If you hear about it before they call, you just come on. Brother Freddie, God bless you. That's the way it is with God's people. We want brethren to come. And you know, and preach, console, mourn with the family, but most of all, in a little old funeral service, you're apt to touch more people's lives that's not related to a church or part of a church that may be just there for one reason, because they knew that man or that woman that was laying there. And it's real important that we need to hold up that bloodstained banner of King Emmanuel, letting people know how sweet it is to be part of the family of God. And brethren, if you're not part of the family of God, then I'm afraid you're not with God. And if you're not with God, there's only two masters to serve, brother.
Amen.
Now, these little children, bless that garden. That garden's still there, Brother Freddie. That garden's still there. These little children are running around here knowing not the laws of God. How can they transgress the laws if they don't know them, brother? But we'll all die through the sin of Adam. Adam had to die. We'll all have to die. But now, these little children, they're just as good as God wants them to be. And when they die, God knows all about them, and He's going to take care of them.
Yeah.
Old brother said, heaven will be filled up if it's just filled up with little children.
Yeah.
And if we've been born again, we've humbled ourselves before God as a little child. So we're all God's children. We're all started for the kingdom of heaven. And if you want on board, call on Jesus. Ask Him to come by your house. And when He knocks on your door, invite Him in. Say, come in, Jesus. I want you in my house. Don't be ashamed of Him. Just love Him. Be good. He loved you so much that He suffered and died on that cross. And He made a right that all men everywhere could have a right to a home in heaven. And if you don't get to go, it ain't nobody's fault but your own. You can't blame you. You can't blame Brother Terry. You can't blame Brother Junior here. You can't blame your church, but you'll just have to look up, because it would be your sins and your iniquities that separated you from God. And you know, if you don't go, you'll wish you had of. And if you get there, it'll be joy everlasting forever.